Opponents of a gay rights measure in Idaho are highlighting what they call the bathroom problem. They say protections in the bill for transgender people could lead to unsafe conditions in women's public restrooms and locker rooms. The bill's language bans discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation as well as gender identity. Julie Lindy of the Cornerstone Family Council told lawmakers that would make it difficult to kick a man out of a woman's bathroom.
This is a big deal for women. This isn't about whether a guy can wear a dress. It's about whether he can take it off in front of your daughter, your wife, your mother, your sister, your aunt.
Richard Epping with the ACLU of Idaho calls the bathroom concern overblown.
People who are concerned about assaults and other crimes taking place in our bathrooms, we have criminal law that prevents crimes in our bathrooms, regardless of the gender of the people who are perpetrating those crimes.
He and other proponents of the bill say it doesn't make sense to force someone who identifies as female to use a men's restroom. The Idaho House State Affairs Committee is expected to vote on the bill this week.